Hey, Laquan, we got members of the Twin Cities media here. They're going to start firing away some questions, okay?
Thank you.
Go ahead, guys.
Laquan, anything you want to say to start?
Most importantly, I just want to thank the owners, the Wilsons, the general manager, Rich Spielman, and our head coach, Coach Dillon. And, you know, it's been a blessing, and it's been a long journey to get to this point. I'm just honored to be a part of the Minnesota organization.
Laquan, a lot of people throughout the entire offseason had you rated as the number one receiver. Were you surprised you fell all the way down as far as you did?
You know, just a kid coming up and chasing the dreams, you know, you always want to go as high as possible. So I was surprised, but, you know, I just think I fell to the right spot. And, you know, it's just it's amazing to even, you know, be a part of this team and be a part of this. It's just an amazing experience, honestly. But I was shocked. But I just think I went to the right program and organization. And it's just, I don't know, it's just a lot for me right now.
Hey, Laquan, Rick Spielman, Mike Zimmer keep bringing up the edge, the competitiveness you play with. Where does that come from?
Just my lifestyle, you know, my struggles, my situations I go through, and you know, just playing defense and playing safety and defensive end in high school and playing all over the field as a kid. And I played so many different positions, so when I moved to receiver, I just kind of naturally played with an aggressive edge and wasn't the block and get physical with guys. So it's just really natural to me.
What about the Vikings makes it feel to you like the right spot?
From the day I went and visited the Vikings, you know, from the first time I walked in and got off the bus, I knew it was a first-class organization. And the men in that building really hold themselves to a high standard. And they just do the things the right way, and they show you that they care about you. And I picked up on that from the time I walked in. And then the coach really got personal with me and told me, you know, that he want to help me. If I'm there at 23, they were going to draft me. You know, I ended up being there. So I just think it's a dream come true. It's a blessing to be a part of the organization.
What do you feel? What do you think about being able to play with Teddy Bridgewater?
It's a great opportunity. He's a great quarterback. And I only think he's going to get better. You know, I always hear great things about him since Louisville. You know, a couple guys on this team that was in at Louisville, and I actually know a little Stephon a bit, and we talk all the time. And I just think, you know, the opportunity is way over my head right now. And I think he'll be one of the best quarterbacks going in the league in these next couple of years. And I'm just looking to help him and be there to catch the ball for him.
How do you know Stephon?
Just playing college football, and we kept in touch, and even going through this process, you know, I just sent him a text, not knowing I was going to be playing with him in the next couple of weeks. But I sent him a text a couple of weeks ago, and I was just like, congrats. And when I visited the minute, I mean, I was just like, what's up? How's the league? What it's like? And he was just like, man, you'll see, man. It's an amazing thing. And he just gave me some good words of advice. And when I went to visit him, you know, I watched his film, and I seen him making plays all over the field, and I shot him a text again, just like, you know, I see you doing your thing. I just watched the film, and he was like, appreciate it, man. Your time's coming. So it's been good vibes from him and good positive energy from him. And, you know, I'm glad that we already got a connection in a sense.
Do you think the long recovery process from the injury you suffered in 2014 affected your play at the beginning of this last year?
Absolutely. I was more mentally challenged than physically. I was stronger. I was faster. I was quicker, but I couldn't allow myself to play the way I wanted because I didn't get hit in the spring of that last season in the fall. So my first contact was in the game. And, you know, thinking back to the injury and going back and getting hit only time is in your first game, it was definitely more mental. And the game is mostly mental. So, That's just your edge, and that's the way you got to play with your mind and carry yourself that you can do this and do that. So, I mean, it was just an overall battle for me the whole season, and I got better year after week after week. About week five, I just, took that leap and trusted myself and trusted my body to get hit and take those type of licks.
What were some of the things that helped you overcome that mental thing at the start of the year to get you playing so well toward the end of the season?
Just treatment, therapy, taking care of my body. And I was doing that the whole time, but, over time I could see myself progressing and being able to do things that I wasn't able to do before. And it was never a time where it just took a huge leap and I knew, like, I was back. But it was just small increases over time. And, I can't take the credit for all of it. The staff that was at the school, my parents, my friends, they all supported me and, kept me positive through it all because they know how bad I wanted to play and play at a high level and compete and get out there and win and help the team win.
Is there still some treatment you're going through or are you done with that?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
Now, you'd get your treatment before you had breakfast in the morning. Was that just part of your commitment to coming back as strong as you could?
Yeah, I just told myself if I wasn't getting better, I wasn't going to eat. And it wasn't really like that serious as it sounded, but, in the morning I would do something productive to help my body recover. And then I would go eat breakfast and then go off to class. And in between classes, I would come and get treatment. So I just stayed on top of everything and just made sure I was trying to become the athlete I wanted to become.
Laquan, both Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer said they feel you'll get more faster as you continue to recover from your injury. Do you kind of feel the same way?
Absolutely. There's nothing I can really rush. It just happens with time. And, just to suffer one of those injuries, I just think I'll only get better and more comfortable with myself and the things I can do. And I just continue to think, I'm just 20, so what can I look like in the next 3 years or the 4 years if I just keep working hard? And that's all I did to get to this point. So it's just my mindset going in.
I saw a recent interview with Jerry Rice. He had some high words, like praise for you. Do you have any sort of connection with him or any relationship?
I don't. Besides just recognizing what he's done in the game and how he impacted the game. And just to hear from him that it means a lot. It means that, the hard work is paying off and they really realize, he realized that I have a chance and it means a lot to me to hear from him. One of the best to ever do it. So I just got to keep working hard and stay humble and stay grounded and stay for the team.
What's important to you when you don't have the ball coming to you? Like, how important is it to play competitively when you're not the target on a play?
Every play. I mean, just every play is in me. It's just in me to have fun and take the game every minute. That's what you've been taught since a kid. Play every snap like it's your last. And, and I had to learn that the hard way from getting injured. And now it's just, I don't take the game for granted, and I don't appreciate the littlest things and the littlest coaching points that I can get. And, everything from, being great, that's what I'm all about. And I'm just going to stick to it. And, that comes with the territory, just playing every play.
Coach Zimmer called you the best blocking wide receiver he's ever seen. How'd you get to be such a good blocker, and, why do you take such pride in that?
Honestly, I learned, and I learned in high school the techniques of blocking and settling your feet and waiting on the defender and, being 2 yards apart from him. Can't really describe it. It's really natural. But once I learned it, I stuck with it. And then I'm physical, so I kind of use it to my advantage to either set a guy, let him go and just push him the way you want to go, or if he's waiting, I just engage. So It goes either way. I mean, it's just natural, honestly.
Hey, this is Lisa. I think we need to wrap up and get him over to the main press conference. Anything? Any last thoughts?
That'll do it. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Laquan.
Thank
Thank you so much.